Welcome to Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast. I'm your host, Moira Gorski. Now, this section and these segments that you're going to be listening to are my wellness and product tips. Now, when I was in college, I was introduced to the nursing profession and the nursing profession as a healing profession where I could really help people. And I loved that. But then fast forward to about 20 years ago, as I watched my son, who always struggled with allergies and just energy, as I watched his health improve, as I started to make some changes with the products that we used in our home and started to take some natural products, I really believe I was introduced to the true healing profession of giving our body what it needs and building our health. So the purpose of these podcasts here is really to share with you what I've learned and to serve you in that way, because I have learned, again, that if we give our body what it needs, then we can live our best lives. I was introduced to a company called Shaklee, and I've been using the Shaklee Health and Wellness products for over 20 years, and they have served me tremendously, as well as my family and those that I have served and introduced to these products in my wellness business. And I'm here to tell you that you can feel good. You can have energy. You can be healthy. You can live your best life. You can work from home. You can serve others. And I want to share all that information with you on these particular segments. So I'm glad you've joined me. And if you want to continue to support this podcast, you can join the Facebook group. The group will be in the show notes. You can also connect with me, and I have a free wellness assessment that I would love to send to you. It'll take you less than 5 minutes, and you can take a look and see where it would be best to get started if you are ready to reclaim your health. And I'm here to walk right alongside with you again and teach you all that I've learned and all that I know to help you live your best life. So welcome aboard. Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is your host, Moira Gorski, and so glad you're back to listen to another episode of Juggling the Chaos of Recovery. Now, today I'm recording another wellness tip, and today I wanted to talk to you about protein and the importance of protein and how we can get some protein into our diet, why it's important, and some really great tips on how to start your day off with protein. So why protein? So protein is a building block of our cells. So our cells are made of, if you're in my wellness business or a customer of mine, you've heard me say many times before that our cells are made of vitamins, minerals, and protein. So it's a building block to help maintain, build, repair, and heal all our cells, tissues, and organs. And it's just essential. Protein is essential for everyone, every human being. Now, proteins are made up of many, many amino acids, and there are many different types. And there are 9 essential amino acids. And actually, before we get there, let's talk a little bit about like how much protein. People ask me that all the time. How much protein do I need as a male or a female? So a good guide to look at is that the requirements are 0.36 grams per pound of protein is needed. So if you look at a male, that would be an average size male, 56 grams of protein per day for a male, 46 grams for a female. And that, when you look at the charts, that's for sedentary. So that's for kind of average, not perhaps what some people are more about these days as I'm recording this during our shutdown pandemic. But just keep that in mind, because if you are active and if you are working out and a more active human, if you will, you'll need even more than that, even more than, again, 46 grams for females, 56 for males. And so when you don't get enough protein, it can lead to low growth, a weakened immune system, and many people that have eating disorders are malnourished in the protein aspect, as well as, you know, malnourished in lots of other different ways, but certainly they can be lacking protein. So that's important as we even think about the eating disorder population and how their growth can be somewhat stunted during that time of struggle. And I'm not here to talk about dietary guidelines and things like that for the eating disorder patient. That's not my expertise at all. I'm certainly an expert by experience as being a mom of someone who struggles with an eating disorder. I did have an eating disorder myself in college, although I did recover quite well from that and didn't deal with a lot of malnutrition issues. So back to protein here. So let's think about, again, protein. There's ways to get a protein in your diet, of course, by eating. So for instance, 3 ounces of chicken is worth 20 grams of protein, is equal to 20 grams of protein. A cup of black beans, 15 grams of protein. An egg has 6 grams of protein. 3 ounces of ground beef is about 21 grams of protein. So that kind of gives you an idea of what you might be eating on a regular basis protein-wise. And let's talk about those 9 amino acids. So there's 9 essential amino acids. We hear that word essential so much these days. Who are the essential workers and whatnot? But essential means that the body cannot produce it itself. So you need to get it in your diet, in what you're consuming every day. And what I love and enjoy just about every morning is the Life Shake protein shake that Shaklee has. And I love it for lots of different reasons that I'm going to tell you about that. But for one, the Life Shake contains those essential 9 amino acids. So I know that I'm getting lots of great nutrition when I drink this protein shake. Now, there's a couple of different sources that Shaklee has. There's lots of different flavors, and they either have a soy protein or they have a plant protein. So what the soy is, it's the non-GMO soy protein, as well as chia and pumpkin as the protein source. And then the plant is pea protein, as well as chia and pumpkin. And I just want to mention for a little bit, a little chit-chat about soy. Now, there is quite a discussion out there, and I actually just had a discussion with someone about soy and how they're not sure if there's really that great benefits. But there are some tremendous health benefits from soy. You can look at different studies from the Asian population. And Dr. Shaklee realized, now Dr. Shaklee is a chiropractor who started the company Shaklee when he was in his 50s and founded it in 1956. So he realized that there were so many health benefits to soy. But he also realized that the way that the soybean was processed was really the key. And if it was processed incorrectly, then it pretty much decreased and negated almost all of the benefits of the soy isoflavin, you know, went as they processed it. So again, that's really, really important. And did you know that soy is one of the top 5 genetically modified crops? I mean, that's why so many, and there's soy in so many things, and it is most often genetically modified. And so that's not good because you're not eating and consuming real natural soy. But when I drink the Life Shake every morning, and if you choose to, you will be. Again, Dr. Shaklee developed the first soy protein isolate, meaning that he was able to extract the great nutrient benefits from the soybean and did it the right way so that we have, again, a non-GMO processed soy protein so that we can consume and get all those health benefits. And, you know, basically what happens is if some companies will process the soybean with alcohol. If it's alcohol washed, then basically it loses the vast majority of that isoflavin effect. If it's water washed soy, then that helps to retain it. And that's what Shaklee does with their soy. So again, I know that if Shaklee makes it, I'm going to take it. And certainly this is something that I've been enjoying for a very, very long time, just really from the beginning of when I was introduced to Shaklee products. Actually, when I was first introduced, I was pregnant with my third child, with my daughter, who you've heard a little bit about on this podcast. And I loved coffee in the morning, a warm beverage in the morning. And so I was encouraged to not drink coffee during my pregnancy, but I still wanted something warm in the morning. So I would take my protein shake. Life Shake wasn't around then. So I was drinking energizing soy protein, and I would heat up some milk and I'd mix in the energizing soy protein in the chocolate flavor. And then I would sip it kind of like a hot, you know, as a hot beverage, either a hot chocolate, hot coffee, whatever you wanted to call it. But I really, really enjoyed it in the morning. And I was able to get lots of great protein in me in the morning. And actually pregnant women, I didn't look that up, but I know that when you're pregnant, you have a higher requirement for protein also. So it was really, as my third child that I was having, and I had two other little boys, you know, I was busy. And so having a protein shake in the morning really was a great, quick, and easy breakfast that I knew, again, contained all those nutrients of a full meal that was really, really helping me stay healthy. So a little bit about the Life Shake from Shaklee. So this, again, is a protein shake. Now, it's in a powder form. So you mix it as you may have tried some other proteins in the past. You know, it's a powdered form and you mix it up with your liquid of choice, be it water. I tend to either mix it with water, or I really like the unsweetened other type of nut milk. So like unsweetened almond milk, unsweetened coconut milk. I really also like oat milk, which is really yummy and creamy. So occasionally I'll mix it with that. But again, it's a powder and it is so great. Again, it's considered a complete meal because it has those 9 essential amino acids. It has 23 vitamins and minerals. It has fiber. It has, what it doesn't have is it's gluten-free. It's vegan. There's no added sugar. It's dairy-free. And it's just 100% yummy. It tastes so good. And one of those amino acids that it contains is something called leucine. And as Shaklee has developed their protein shakes over the years, they have discovered in their research that leucine is an amino acid that a lot of elite athletes use, and, you know, athletes in general. And they use it because leucine, when you do consume it, it helps you preserve your muscle mass. And so when you are an athlete and you're building up muscle, you know, and strength and things like that, you want to help to, you know, you want that, you want to retain your muscle mass so that you can continue to build lean muscle and continue to be stronger. So leucine, which is in the Life Shakes, is super important for that. It's really great that that it's in there because it helps if you're an athlete. If you are interested in slimming down and losing some weight, it's also having a protein shake like the Life Shake as a meal replacement is a great option, because oftentimes when people look to take off a few pounds, they just quit eating. And it's just not the right way to, you know, shed a few pounds. You really want to do it the right way with a balanced diet of carbs and protein and fats and things like that. And so this is, again, a great combination in this shake, but that leucine helps to preserve that muscle mass and helps you burn fat. So it does aid in weight loss, but it also aids in weight gain. And I mention that because, again, this is a podcast about overcoming all types of addictions. And when we have, again, an eating disorder, somebody with an eating disorder, they are on a meal plan and a heavy meal plan in most cases if they're anorexic, which my daughter is. And again, I'm not here to talk about specifics of meal plans, but I do know that these protein shakes can be a lifeline when you need to supplement in for a really healthy snack, if you will. And so having this protein shake that you can have 20 grams of protein with, I don't think I mentioned that. I mentioned the protein before, but each serving of the Life Shake is 20 grams of protein. You can also put some nut butters in there. You can put peanut butter in there, fruit, grains like chia seeds. You can put greens in there like spinach and celery and things like that. And it's not packed with all of those chemicals and additives that some of the other products out there have, like Ensure and Boost and those type of things. So this leucine is just, again, it's the building blocks. It's such pure, great protein that it's such a great building block for those that need to gain weight, and also for the elderly population. Now, my parents are in their 80s and they live in a senior living community, and they're, you know, fairly healthy, but it just, as they've aged, it's gotten, just for lots of different reasons, it's gotten more difficult for them to, you know, eat, and they tend to eat less, and they get tired. And so I've encouraged them to add a protein shake in the morning if they're having their coffee or tea and some toast. That's kind of what my parents usually have for breakfast. I encourage my dad to just mix up a big protein shake and share it, the two of you guys, because it really, again, they need that essential protein and that leucine to preserve their muscle mass. Again, as people age, and if they're not as active, that muscle tends to waste away. And so having this leucine in this protein shake can be really helpful for the elderly population. It helps to improve metabolism. When we start our day with protein, it really helps keep our blood sugar level. And when blood sugar is level, then our cravings go down. And so we tend to, I know that when I start my day off with a protein shake, and I always put something in it. I mean, I use, like, say, for instance, this morning, I use the chocolate protein powder, the chocolate soy protein powder. And then I added some coconut oil, because I've been encouraged to add some healthy fats to my protein shakes. So I did that. And then I cut up a few strawberries, threw the strawberries in there, a couple of ice cubes, and then I used the unsweetened coconut milk. Blended it up in my blender, and then I put some chia seeds in there for some extra fiber, and boy, was that really good. So, and that's going to fill me up until way past lunchtime. It's yummy. And I, in regards to those cravings and blood sugar, I find that when I start my day with a protein shake, I just do better. And again, this is a unusual time right now when we're stuck at home more. If we think about now, and even when it was a different time, when we're so busy, as I've told many of my clients before, knowing what you're going to eat is so important, and prepping beforehand is so important. And knowing that we can grab a really healthy protein shake and know that it's not about the diet, it's not about, you know, oh, that's a diet food. It's about, that's a great nutrient-filled protein shake, which is has everything that we need for a meal, and it's quick and it's easy and it's yummy and it satiates us, and it's really, really good stuff. So that's why I wanted to talk about protein today, because again, it's so, so important as a building block for our health. And there's some great options out there. I love the, again, different flavors. Let's see, Shaklee has chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and cafe latte in the soy version, and then the plant version, there's chocolate and vanilla. We occasionally have some seasonal flavors like peach or mint and things like that. So there's just lots of options. That's what I tell people. Like there's options here. And because they're gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, no added sugar, they tend to be really helpful for, I mean, they're a good choice for most people. So as I wrap up the short wellness product tip today, I encourage you to think about protein. Think about adding a protein shake into your day. And certainly if you'd like a sample, reach out to me. Just send me an email, moira@gorskywellness.com, and put sample protein in the subject line. I'd be happy to send you a sample of these protein shakes that I enjoy and that I really, really promote. They have been, again, a key part of what I consume every day. Not only that, but also my family. Not only my daughter has she used them, but my boys. I have three boys who have played hockey throughout the years. And these are great. I mean, these protein shakes are so great in the morning when somebody gets up a little bit too late and needs to get to high school. You can mix up a protein shake, go out the door with that. The hockey players, they would have these shakes when they came home from practice or home from a game. Helps to really, that protein is really helpful for that, for the muscles. And just quite honestly, it gives them something. I mean, how many times, again, I don't know if you have athletes, the people that are, you guys that are listening, But when you have an athlete, a child that's in sports, they come home at night after practice or after a game, and sometimes it's late. But they want something, they're hungry, and you want to feed them something, but like, what are you going to feed them? So mixing up a shake, they do it, then they go to bed and they've got some great protein, and I've seen that it helps to prevent them from waking up with a headache. I've seen so many times if they don't eat enough, they wake up and they have a headache. So again, protein is just, it fits in so many cases. So if you would like a sample, again, go ahead and reach out to me. I'll put the link in the show notes if you want it. If you're ready to go ahead and order, do know that any Shaklee product is 100% guaranteed. So if you do order something and you're just not satisfied with it, Shaklee will refund your money. But know for sure, if you choose to try some Shaklee product, that I will be in touch with you to make sure that everything is going okay, answer any questions that you have, and again, help you with your choices that you're making and helping you learn more about making those smart, healthy choices. So that's my tip on protein today. Again, we need to get it. We need to know there's some great sources, and certainly Shaklee has those. And I encourage you to figure out how you can add that into your life. Again, don't forget that I have a free assessment that I can send you to. It will take you less than 5 minutes to answer a few questions about your health and wellness goals, and give you a good assessment of where it would be a great place for you to get started if you're ready to make some healthier changes and healthier choices with your health. So I encourage you to, again, reach out to me if you want a copy of that free assessment. I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you. So thanks for listening, everybody, about my tips on protein. And I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at Green Gorski, or email me at moira@gorskiwellness.com. Moira is spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.